And from this, we finish up with the technical due diligence with the analysis of the technology. In this sense, we first must understand the market readiness. To assess the level of readiness of the technology, we evaluate the stage of the technology and its capabilities. We assess if it is defensible, for example through patents, trademarks, rights, and we look at its compliance and/or security. To conclude, we verify the scalability of the technology. To assess the speed and reliability through which it is developed, we look at the product roadmap. Here, we need to understand whether the technology objective is to enter the market as quickly as possible or a little bit further in time but in a massive way, trying to achieve a large market share from the beginning. The penultimate step in our due diligence process is the financial due diligence, where we enjoy deep diving into the numbers of the startup. In order to do so, we also need some specific sources. Documents as the business plan, the financial projections, the hiring plan, the company ownership structure, pitch deck and reference market research. The main steps are to look into the comparables companies, the customers, the market, the scalability, the revenues and costs, the investments, the hirings and the capital. Why do we look at comparable companies? First, to check whether the price proposed is in line with the market, or if a premium is justified by an equal advantage for the target customer. Then, we assess if the differentiation of the product/service offered is strong enough to justify the purchase. To do that, we execute the external analysis of the landscape and ecosystem of the niche in which the company operates, in addition to the internal analysis of the different areas of the product offered. The key questions to answer now are: why are the other competitors not proposing the product/service already? And why should customers choose this startup's product rather than others? To answer these questions, it is now fundamental to understand the customers. Who are they? What are the segments, by age, nationality, education, etc.? What problem is this startup trying to solve for them? Then to understand the market. It is important to assess which market the startup is trying to fit in and which is its annual growth, hoping there is one. Then, what share in the market can be reached and how can the market be clustered? To be a feasible investment, the business should be also scalable and be ready to catch the growth. In order to do so, it's important to understand the fixed cost to build. What does it take until it begins to generate revenues that cover the operating cost? Moreover, we have to know what will be the ongoing monthly or yearly operating costs to operate the business and if they will increase as the revenues and if the customer base will also expand.